Yeah, I'm looking at the John. John chapter 17.
And we saw from Psalm 53 and 14.
It says, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. And we also saw that God looks at the heart of every one of us and measures it. And everyone has a heart. And we also said God visits the heart of man. And this heart of man is the temple of God. But the real temple of God is in the heart of man. Which is different from the grand église, the big church that, you know, we are used to, that we go to on Sunday morning. You know, but you know, many of us like the big grand church. That's when we feel we are serving God, when we go to grand church. But to God, grand church, big church is in the heart. And the Bible says David was a man who had, whose heart was towards God. That's why God loved David. So that means that every one of us can have a personal knowledge of God. And that also tells us that God wants to have a personal relationship with every one of us. So it doesn't, God doesn't really care who you are, where you are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
it doesn't really matter if you are white or blue or black or brown, whatever color you are, God is looking at the heart. So if you have money or you don't have money, it makes no difference to God. Or you are a man or a woman, old or young, it doesn't matter. You know, one time God sent Samuel the prophet to go and anoint one of the sons of Jesse to be the king of Israel. And Samuel was looking with his eyes and judging and looking for who will be the king with his eyes, with his physical eyes. And God told him that God looks at the heart, but man looks on the physical appearance. So as you are here, God is looking at the heart. He's not looking at the physical appearance of number, whether it's big church or small, whatever. God looks at the heart. In another place, in John chapter 4, when Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman, he told the woman that God is a spirit, and those who worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The woman was like any of us. Because the woman, church is by tribe. According to tribe, whether you are a Samaritan or whether you are from Jew. But God, His own is in the heart. So God is not interested whether you are Anglican or Catholic, any of this, or whether you are from Ewe or Yoruba, or God is looking for the heart. In heart, there is no tribe in the heart. So with God, He's looking at the condition of your heart. Condition. It's a bit different now. Condition.
Condition to some kind.
It's okay. Find the word. Okay, good. So God is looking at the condition, you know. of the heart. And if I have a right heart, it's a language God can hear. In wherever you are in the world, God hears the language of a right heart. God understands a right heart. That's what makes him to respond. And the scripture we read today says that we receive eternal life by knowing God. If Faure, Nasingbe, the president, comes to this house now, what would you get? What would you receive? This house will be shown on television. Everybody in Togo will hear about you. You become popular. They will bring government money and give you. Anybody in this house who doesn't have employment, you will receive government employment. Anybody who is sick will receive free treatment from government. And you will become very popular. In Nome, in Togo, everywhere, everybody know about you. Because you have now known the president. And many people will come and tell you, please go and take us to the president. You will become an agent of those who want to see President Faure. So when you also know God, all those things that I mentioned will come to you. So when you open your heart and you begin to respond to God, the blessings of God come to you. And David said the same thing, that when that he has been old, he has been young, that he has never seen a righteous man poor or abandoned. He has always been a blessed person. That David said he has been old and young, and he has seen that anybody who's a righteous person, who is responding to God, will always be a person that is blessed. So he says that this is life eternal when we come into a personal knowledge and relationship with Jesus Christ. So God is the person that brings life, and when we open our heart, the life of God comes into us.
Yeah.
And when the life of God comes, it comes with a lot of blessings into our life. So it means we can hear God, we can see Him, and we can relate to Him, and He's real to us. And there are many examples of people who have met with God and who began to receive the life of God. So when God created Adam, He said that He breathed into Adam the life of God, and Adam, you know, began to walk with that life of God, began to experience that life of God. It was raised up. So, when we come to God, we are coming to a person that is real, that we can relate with. The Bible says that the idols has an eye we cannot see. He has an ear we cannot hear. He has a mouth we cannot speak. But God sees, talks, hears, and everyone who worships an idol will be like the idol, and everybody who worships God will be like God. So, if we really have or open our hearts, God will talk to us, and we will hear His voice, and we will have a personal relationship with Him every day. So when you are in trouble and you call unto God, God will hear you. That's when you are in trouble and you call unto God, He will hear you and He will talk back to you. We see the prophets of Baal, they were calling upon their God for how long? From morning to evening. There was no response. The God says, immediately you cry, I will hear you. Immediately Elijah cried unto God. What happened? God heard him. And the difference was very clear. So you cannot say you are having a relationship with God when you are not hearing God's voice, when He's not talking to you, when you are not also talking to Him. There's no relationship. So if you are relating with God, He will be talking to you. He will be showing you things. He will be answering you. He will be, you know, you say every morning he will speak to you and lead you. And in Psalm 23 it says, the Lord is my shepherd and He leads me, you know, where I should go. He feeds me, you know. So it speaks of a relationship. If I pass through the valley of shadow of death, through danger, say He will be there and He will bring me out of it. So when we are walking with God, we will be relating with Him. We'll see that it will not be something that is not interesting, but it will be something that is exciting, because every day God is coming to us fresh to meet our situation. And yesterday we saw that our relationship with God is through His Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus told Nicodemus, who has been in the church, who knows the law, who was the teacher of the law, Jesus told him, you must be born again. And what Jesus told him is what He is saying to every one of us. Now we must be born again. That our experience with God must be made new. Experience.
French.
I know it's the airway type. Have you got it now?
Yeah, okay.
You have got it. Good. Okay. And Jesus told, so the man said, "What do you mean that I have to be born again? Do I have to enter into my mother's womb and be born anew?" You know, so we see that we come into this world by two types of being born. There are two ways of being born: the natural one and the spiritual one. So we see that I can be born physically, but spiritually I am dead. And I can also be born spirit and physically, and also be born spiritually. And the reason for that is because that man has two main natures: a physical nature and a spiritual nature. So Paul talked about the outward man and the inner man. And when a person dies, the physical body goes to the ground, but the spiritual man goes to God. And we can see from scripture that we can know God physically, and we can also know God spiritually. So we'll see that we can be physically alive and spiritually alive, or physically dead and spiritually dead also. That also means that I can be physically alive on earth, but in my soul I am dead. So that means in my soul, in my inner man, I'm far from God, but I may be alive. So when something that is dead is brought to life, we say it is resurrection. So there is a follow teaching. Of the body. And of soul. Good. And when our soul resurrects, then we receive the life of God. I know if there is a dead body here now, it will not know that we are around. It has no relationship. It's not relating with us. It's here, but it doesn't know we are here. So that's how, if our soul is dead, it is not aware that God exists. So it is cut off from God. And that's why I say this is life eternal, when we know God, when we are aware that God exists and God wants to relate with us, and when we hear His voice. So God is saying that even though we are born in sin, that means we are not, our life is separated from God, we can have a resurrection where we begin to know God, we begin to relate to God, we begin to hear about God within us. I'm saying that if in the natural you have a dead body and the dead body is not aware of all that is happening around it, that is how your soul, if it is dead, is not aware of God. Lazarus was dead, but he was raised up. Lazarus. But Jesus raised him up. So also God sent Jesus Christ to raise up our soul. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and their life. So resurrection is not in the future, it is now. In the church, the teacher that resurrection is very far. And in that scripture in John chapter 11, Mary was saying resurrection is very far.
Mm-hmm.
That Jesus told that I am the resurrection and the life. So when we receive Jesus Christ, we receive life. And He brings us out of death and brings us into life. And we become aware that God exists and He loves us. So we become aware that we can hear the voice of God and God can also hear our voice. And Jesus said, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And when you see, you begin to walk. So as we continue to see the kingdom of God, we begin to respond to what we are seeing and we begin to walk into the kingdom of God. So the life of God that comes to us brings the energy of God, the power of God, and break the power of sin, and we become raised up and we become conscious of God. So a newborn baby begins to respond to life. The baby begins to hear sound and also make sound. The baby begins to see things and respond to it, desires milk, eat, and begins to grow. That's how it is with the things of God also. So that baby begins to desire more of the life, and that is how, if we are born of God, we begin to desire more of God. So, Jesus was telling Nicodemus, when you were born into the world, you were spiritually dead, and now you need to be born new spiritually, so that you can begin to respond to God, desire God, and grow to know God.
Okay.
So the Bible says, David says, you know, when I am born, that I'm born in sin. So behold, I was shaping in iniquity. And Romans also says that, oh, I know, that all have sinned, I know.
I was born in sin.
Mm-hmm. So that means everybody, every person that is born, every little child was born in sin. The inner man is like a corpse, dead, but the body is alive. The soul.
Internal.
Because the inner man is the soul and the spirit. So when God is looking at you, He is looking at the spirit interior, and He sees the outward body. So when God looks at you, He sees living body, but carcass, dead, the spirit interior. And when the soul is dead, it doesn't know God, it doesn't desire God, it cannot hear God, it cannot talk to God, it cannot respond. Dead. So Sunday morning, living body, carcass, goes to church. I will sing songs. I feel good. But doesn't know what it is doing. Like last night, we were singing, but we don't know what we're singing. So how many of us enjoy that? You go to church, sing, the soul dead. No fellowship between dead soul and God. And that is, the Bible says, for all we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every one of us has sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Romans 3, chapter.
Ela veio com o cartão, hein? Mal pensou que ia um
Okay, you've got it. Good. So, it is important that the inward man is born anew. That will become like the new born baby. So it means nobody is born with his spirit internal, his soul born anew, born dead and must be made new. So nobody is born a Christian.
You
cannot be transferred from father to child. And baptism cannot do it for you. It can only be done by blood. This new birth is by blood. Just like in the natural, every child that is born by blood also. So Jesus Christ has given his blood, and the blood of Jesus is the only thing that can make a dead soul to become alive. And because the life of God is packed, the packet of the life of God is blood. Inside blood you see the life of God. So you cannot receive the life of God without blood. So I cannot wake up and say I have received life without receiving the blood of Jesus Christ. So some people say, okay, I will be doing good, then I have the life of God. No. Must be by blood. So the blood must be put at the different corners of the heart. Okay, so let's read the Leviticus 7:11. When are we closing? I'm asking them time. No time. Okay. 7:11.
Voici la loi de sanctification de Christ, comme offrira à l'Éternel.
I think it's 17:11.
Yes, 17:11.
17:11.
17:11.
Yeah. 10:11. Okay. 17:11.
La langue
de la chose. Elle a besoin. Avec les blâmes. Ayez. Mais tu es nain.
Car l'âme de la chair vient dans la sang. Dieu vous l'a donné sur l'autel afin qu'il servit d'expiation pour vous, vous aime, vous aime, car c'est par l'âme que nous sommes fait l'expiation.
Because that word, the term life, is nefesh.
The word of the life
is nefesh. In the flesh.
Car l'âme de la chair est dans le sang. Je voulais donner sur le terre afin qu'il servisse de création pour vous âmes. Car c'est sa l'âme que le sang fait de création.
Okay, have you got that?
Yes.
So, if you want to receive the life of God, it's available. It is found in the blood of Jesus. Has anybody seen the blood of Jesus before? Yeah, blood. If you have seen the blood of Jesus, raise your hand.
Physically
or spiritually. Anyhow, raise your hand. So? Is there anything called the blood of Jesus Christ?
Yes. We call the blood of Jesus every day.
Yes, I mean, you have not seen it.
No, I have not seen it, but I believe that.
You believe?
Yes.
But you have not seen it.
Seen it physically.
Good. So, it means the blood of Jesus is a spiritual life. Good. So, it is spiritual because it is for the spiritual man. So the blood of Jesus, which is spiritual, life, is for the spiritual man.
pour ne pas cela, peigner à ton pomme d'or.
The natural man eats beans, chapati, egg every day. So the spiritual man needs the blood of Jesus every day. So, when you eat physical food, you grow. When you receive the life of God, you grow spiritually. And the blood of Jesus is flowing every day. It's available for us every day. It doesn't finish. And Jesus told the woman, if you eat of this, if you receive this life, you will not be thirsty again. But this physical life, every day you will be thirsty. If you receive the life of God, you will not be hungry, you will not thirst again. But if you eat physical food, after 3 or 4 hours, you go back again. Because Jesus said, I am the fountain, the source of this life of God. And that is why you must say, Jesus, come and live in my heart. So that every time it will be a fountain always bubbling in my heart. Fountain. So, when you open your heart, Jesus comes and he puts the fountain in your heart. So, you have direct link to the source of life. So Jesus spoke to the woman, I will give you the water of life. And that is why we must open our heart to receive the water of life. And nobody is born with it. You must one day receive it. So we are going to pray this morning. Anybody who has not received this water of life can receive it. And those who have received it before, you will receive a new one. So it will become new and more powerful. It will be a new life. Every day bubbling in your heart. And every day you are growing. So Paul was saying, even though our natural body is not growing, the spiritual mind is growing every day. And that's why Paul said, you must come together. Because when you come together, Jesus, who is the fountain of life, will be there to renew you so that you'll be bubbling more and more and more and more. But if you go to a grand eglise, Jesus is not in grand eglise. You have religion. And the water will be going down. Water you will be going down. So you need Jesus to come to you. And he says, if two of you are gathered together, I'll be there. And that's why he said, you should not neglect the coming together of two or three or four. Because there, I am there to give you life. So, we are going to pray this morning. So, anyone who has not received the blood of Jesus Christ, that blood is free of charge. It is the gift of God. It is a price that has been paid by Jesus for you to receive the life of God. So if you open your heart, it says, I will come. And I will come and take away all the sins. And I will wash your heart clean. And the life of God will come. And you begin to see the kingdom of God. You begin to see God as your Father. And you begin to cry, Abba Father. You begin to respond to God. And you see that you begin to desire God more than you desired before. You begin to cry after God. You begin to desire the life of God. Praise God. So, brother, we want to pray. So, is there anybody who wants to receive the blood of Jesus? Who want to receive this life of God? Who want this water of life? We'll pray this morning.
The blood of Jesus, the last time,
he would like to receive that now. Amen. We can renew it today and receive more power. Okay, so we are either we pray. You don't need to be shy. Hmm? You don't need to be shy, afraid. Huh? Shout, Jesus, I want to be alive. Mm-hmm. And he will come. Okay.
So, we are people who are hungry. And God has provided us free food. And we will not be ashamed or afraid of eating.
The
Bible says that you should open your mouth and God will feed you. The Bible says so. The mouth that God is talking about is the mouth of your soul. And we can open our souls by talking to Him. Say, God, my soul is open. Come in. Let us speak to the Lord and just ask Him to come into our souls. Let us ask Him. Let's tell Him that we receive the blood of Jesus this morning afresh into our souls. We'll pray together. Lord, we thank you for this great opportunity that we have today. We understand that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, that there was not much noise. It was very quiet and secret. The king did not know that Jesus was born. Herod did not know that he was born. He didn't know where he was born. And even today we thank you that as you come into our house, there may not be much noise and much announcement outside. But something very deep and serious is happening to our souls this morning. This morning, Lord, we receive the life that is in the blood of Jesus. This life that is in the blood of Jesus, we receive it into ourselves. We receive a resurrection from the dead. Lord, let your blood quicken our souls this morning. Let the things that are associated with the dead be taken away from us. The things that are related to dead people, let it be taken away from us. For when men are dead, they begin to get rotten and they produce a foul smell. Lord, we pray that the foul smell of sin and unrighteousness and uncleanness will be taken away from us today. Let the decaying of the soul come to an end today. For when you went to the tomb of Lazarus, he said that his body had begun to rotten and you will smell it because he is dead. When you spoke the word and Lazarus came alive, he was fresh, healthy. So this morning we receive the word of life into our soul. Let there be newness in our lives today. Help us from today to begin to desire spiritual food from you. For men who are dead don't eat any food. But we are alive in you by your word this morning. And we ask that you will continue to give us spiritual food that will grow in you. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We want to rededicate our lives to you. We pray again for our brother who said he had received the blood the last time that the word was spoken to him. But that he wants a renewal this morning. Lord, let there be a renewing this morning upon his soul. In the name of the Lord. And for all of us, dear Lord, let there be a renewing of life in the name of the Lord. We thank you, Alpha. We rest in you today. We ask that as we go through the things that we have to do today, that you will guide us in this.
Yes.
sur le moment que l'on s'obtient.
Que la suite gather together in the evening and your presence will be with us, O God. We pray that we'll come with vessels that are open, that you might fill us with yourself this evening. Thank you, Lord Father. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. that our God is better and better.